One speech here, they did the worship themselves. Just saying. But I see you brought some reinforcements, so it's okay. I'm pastor at Hermanus with Andres. I really love this guy. And he's got a lot of wisdom, and I trust he's got something to share with us today that's really on the Father's heart. So I just want to receive him and welcome him. Father, we thank you for Pastor Vanna, who is just here as your vessel, and you have prepared a word, and you have from this clay jar, and we receive that. We are excited to hear what you're saying to us. We want, and I pray for him to preach in boldness and confidence that he has heard from you.
Amen. Morning, everyone. Next to you and share with him one thing you are grateful for this morning. Just one thing you are grateful for. Ek hoor iemand sê pompoenkoekies. Waar gaan ons na kerk? So it's actually that I don't have my wedding ring here with me today, because he gave me this on the battery. But then that little ring that's supposed to keep the watch, that flap, that thing broke. So I took my black ring, lost my ring. So it's your fault. So but thanks for my watch. It's to be here. It really is. I remember just coming in here before some of the incredible people building these wooden, beautiful wooden things, and the dividers at the back, and to be here today. I just love it to see. We know Jesus builds the church, but we're even full-time. He's still working in town, and the church grows. I love, and so thanks for being a part of my joy, just by being here this morning, partaking. Who's here because it's a long weekend? Just so familiar faces. Who's visiting here for the weekend? How's it, everyone? Awesome to see. Ronel, 20 jaar, hallo. Like, come to see. Yeah, it's awesome to be here. Let me just pray for a moment. Thank you, Jesus, for our time of worship. We remember Craig saying before this gone to value the presence of Jesus. And we want to thank you for being in our midst and experiencing you reaching back out to us. We honor you in this place. Your presence will keep on stirring in us as we look deep into your word. This is the reason we are here. And I pray that in the name of Jesus. The last while on my heart, I realize one of the traps of our times. Listen, a lot of people away from the Lord has been with us since the beginning of time. They just look different. And I think one of the great things the time we are living in is to find for ourselves priests again on earth. And we find these, we find them on Facebook, and we find them on the internet. And so what happens is when we need to come near to the Lord, we go near to our, we want to hear what he is saying to us from the Lord. No, so, he must go and pray. We need to click on so that I can do what he says. Are you with me this morning? Are you following me? Okay. I see sin koppe vals 'n bietjie. But, and he himself, every believer that's got a computer or a device needs to pass this thing directly to the Lord to engage and connect with him. It doesn't mean media is helpful. It's just we need to not reinstate the priestly order, all right? And so one of my passions is to help my congregation, wherever I minister, to navigate past what's out there, to just locate Jesus again. Oop, almost fell off. Shut down the noises and follow after his. Okay, now here I am preaching. Okay, but here's the thing. When you are in a local congregation, you get to do it together. Weekly, you tend to experience what God is saying to the collect to play. It's a big difference between being in a church in the flesh and this together. What a privilege. You get to welcome at the door. You get to pray with someone in front. You get to meet in homes. Run ahead. So, this morning, come with me, Kate, our King, and follow after him directly out of Hebrews. So I'm going to read, and then I'm going to be farming on those for most of the sermon. For sin come, instead of the true form of these realities is that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who are drawing near. Otherwise, would they not have once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sins. Okay, so the writer starts by saying, listen, there was a sacrificial system which was not perfect, supposed to point to one who would be perfect. Okay, and so each spending time, there were sacrifices, but because they were not perfect, they had to be offered again for the same person. So let's just play around with that. Well, let's go on first. Reminder of sins every year, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of our book. When he said, nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered, but I have come to do your will. He does away with the first. And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body. And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never, when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that footstool for his feet. So what I want to do this morning, ek wil 'n bietjie spoor sny doen, his ministry, and see what is there for us, is saying what he did in order for us to pattern our lives after him. Where we get the ability to track Jesus in scripture, his words, because in the apostolic writings of Paul, he tracks Christ. He tracks Jesus. We've got a path to follow. And strong, when the members are able to go home, open the Bible and start to track Jesus in the scriptures. Let's do it together this morning. Let's quickly just chat about the sacrificial system just for a second. I don't want to be too long. Someone sinned, which is up to the priest, to atone for their sins in order that there would be peace again between the offender, me, and God. And depending on what the sin was, depending on whether I'm wealthy or poor, there would be a law or something that ascribes to me what I must bring to the priest. The priest would take the animal, and the blood of the animal would be slaughtered on the altar, depending on the context, and would work for me atonement of God because of that sacrifice. But the sacrifice could not deal with my sins once and for all. And so one thing I would always times and do is the moment an animal would be slaughtered for my sin, I would have to come back to this place again. Okay. Now, the point of the Old Testament sacrifices was not to be perfect. It was never intended, but it was what is needed. Even though it was inadequate, it was adequate in being at least one day for a sacrifice to come. Where if I go to that altar with that sacrifice again, and they were waiting for that time. They were waiting for the perfect one. And that's when he says, there he goes. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins. Sacrifice to the altar. You would know. You would never have to. Incredible. Now, let's, I think it's slide 8. Yeah, the next one. So let's just zoom in. I'm going to track the work ourselves after it. Then I said, behold, I've come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me, if neither desired nor taking pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to, I have come to do your will. We see Jesus repeating the same thing. Then he said, I have come to do your will. I am here. Now the first thing we see for duty. God, you were not finally satisfied with those. Here I am. I have come to do your will. The first thing he does is he reports for duty, and he does it in his life throughout. The scripture says Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. Okay, Galilee, Jordan, a day's walk to be baptized by John. Probably 2 days if he would want arrangements. He goes from Galilee, dies, because that's what he does. He reports for duty. He arrives at the Jordan, and the scripture says, after everyone was baptized, then he falls in the back of a line. The king of the world sees people, he getting in the water. He's like, yes. 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 And then when he's got a mission, he reports and he completes. He goes to the garden, if there's any other way. But the Father, when the people come, he says, I'm the one you're looking for. What is he doing? He's constantly reporting. On the cross, he lies down. Isaiah says, like a lamb that is silent before its shearer. Time and time after time. And then when he's on the cross, he does not get up. Even though he reports, he was willing. Let's go on. We're going to look at Christ, only three things, and then we're going to get out of it the same portion. But in these sacrifices, there's a reminder of sins every year. It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats by the end. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices, you have the body you have prepared for me. Jesus says, a body you have prepared for me. That is, you see, an animal could not take away the sins, could not move it. You know what else can take the place of a human to pay for their sins? An angel cannot pay for your sins, because the angel is not of the same substance as a human. Therefore, an angel cannot represent a human. A human needs to represent humans. Okay? And that's why the Bible says in Hebrew, he had to be made like I think. And if I have a human body, but I cannot pay for your sin, to pay for my own. And after an eternity, I still cannot make that price. Who will come and be the perfect sacrifice? It can only be one. Some human, but someone that is free of sin. In other words, someone with, I have come to do your will. You have given a body. So God comes each, and he impregnates a woman by the Spirit. Because if it came by the seed, the son would be born in sin as well. Are you with me? So he interrupts, he impregnates the woman. Gets born without sin. The first human without sin since Adam and Eve. But the last Adam, he goes all the way. He needed to be like us in physical substance. But he was just rustruffled. And he paid a full price. You see, it's not unfair noon and humans must pay for eternity. It's all to pay the full amount on one occasion. Okay, you don't need a 20-year home loan if you can pay the house rent. That's the difference between Jesus and me. If I die without eternity because I cannot pay, die rente loop op, it's forbay. Okay, that's why we do things like lift up our hands. We're like, how can this be? That you do this for me? And so when it's you love me, I'm not sure. God gave Jesus the body he needed. Hey, let's go on. I'm having fun here. But when Christ had offered for all times a single sacrifice for sins, because he was God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. Over to you and me. When Christ had offered for all time, after the job was completed, he did what? He sat down at the right hand of God. He is waiting for what? For all his feet. Are some of them still out there? Yes. They will be dealt with. Now, the devil is still on the loose. For now, we still get oppressed. People still get possessed. He has done it, offered a single. Some of his enemies are still out there. Are you with me? What are you doing? He's seated. He's interceding. Yeah. Just in the context of this scripture, definitely interceding. Why is he seated? Not dead. He is not worried. There's a time for everything, and the time. Jesus is not. That's how I go when I feel out of control. I'm up with you, you know, because I'm up and down. He knows. Let me just take this chair for a moment. And in control. And he looks. And the enemy still do big family lunches where Opa and Oma is there and everyone's there. Opa says, when you're around the table and the food's going around and you're seeing your bar cake and you're not sure what you're doing, but you check you see what's going on. And Christ is sitting and the enemy wants to move. He wants to move on you and he's looking and he's taking note of everything. But he's not moved. Sovereignly, he's not moved. He's in control. And there will be a day when that thing will be under his feet. But for now, he is seated. It's place. It doesn't mean Jesus cannot stand up because we know he did. He was standing. It doesn't mean he cannot stand. It means he's taken the place of authority. The implications it has for us can really change our lives. So what he is doing is he is setting a pattern for us to follow. The priests, we are putting off the noises out there. And right now we are locating Jesus in order to follow him. Can I do a quick ad break? I want to share with you something. The power of following Jesus. Okay, so if we follow him, maybe, since I moved from Secunda to Kundama, and now I'm only in the waves. Okay, so what happened is I've lost all the rugby weight. Okay, and I've lost about 50 kilograms. They fit like this. Still fit, I think. I don't know. I'm not good with what fashion. So in my home, I've got okay, and some of them I already took to the charity shop, but there's only a. And so one man in church comes to me and he says, I'm shirts. Can you do something about that, you know? Yeah, I'm not joking. And for a moment, being a human, I felt like it's calm gevoel. And then I remembered, because now I'm putting off the noise and I locate Jesus, my Savior, the poorest man on the earth, along with everyone else that's got nothing when they took even his clothes from him. Poorest man. And I remember him being born in a feeding bucket. I think of my own, he's five. Man, I'm rich. And I'm thinking of that comment and I'm thinking, I will not buy a single shirt because I'm kicking back. Savior, and I will pattern after him. I promise you, those clothes will be clean, but if you see the same one with the Lord, what am I? Let's track him and be free. I will not have it. Bring me with that because I still drive a 20-year-old Ford Fiesta with two doors, and I don't. You're not allowed to sell your car. Kick back. You drive. We want to be free. Amen. Now we're tracking him, and then we are shaping our lives after. Few, therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers. You, I am sending you. As one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. That present yourselves. Jesus, now do your best to present yourself to God. In your ministry, you have to report for duty. Report for duty. This is very powerful. Why? We are tracking Jesus. We are tracking. He reports time after time. And if you get this, your life will change. Let me explain to you. If this morning the one that preached had to lead the worship, for example, it would be a travesty. Okay. Okay. If you are here to be serviced, if you are here so that the church, I can lead worship this morning, but if you are here because you, you are not here to be served, you are here to report for duty. If you are looking for the perfect church, you are not the difference. If I report, there's a robustness in me. Let's say, is there a mountain in my congregation? I have reported for duty. You have reported for duty. Let's go. Five people with me to plant a church that understands this, we can go anywhere in the world. Nothing will get us down. Nothing. We have. It is the difference between a weak church and a strong church. A church full of. Why? Because they are tracking Jesus who reports for duty. Obstacle after obstacle, no problem. Are you sure, Father? Are you sure? Oh, this is my son. It has to be done. Okay, let's do it. I am reporting. I want to encourage you. Track him through the noise and you will be strong. Let's go on. I sorry for good works, which God prepared beforehand. Remember, God gave Jesus a body. Now, for we are his works. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, my from you. When I was being made in secret, the earth, God gave Jesus a body. God gave you a body, right? Physically, yes. Physically, hey, make a peace with that. Come on, be robust. Make a peace with your body. It was given to you. Your frame was not hidden from him. Because it speaks even about your frame, your physicality. But then, to each is given the manifestation of a spirit. Okay. For the common good. Having gifts that given to us, let us use them. God gave Jesus a body for him. God gave you a body, filled it with spiritual substance for your job. But to you is take ownership of the body and which was prepared for you for your duty. To report for duty. And I have gifts that I bring to duty. Ooh. Okay, now we're starting to shift place. We were making a lot of jokes about, because maybe you're a little bit like me. Maybe you went, we're talking about gifts, worship leader somewhere in another church or here. You're like, I'm here to present my gift. The feedback was, you know, we have a coffee station. Of coffee, and we really need hands, and that was the kind of feedback you get. Because you must remember, some of us, we are prison singers, a few bars behind, and we never have the right key. Okay, okay. If it's not here, because a body has been prepared for you. God, jy is God se vakmanskap, jou gekerf. If you report for duty, very important duty, you're not so much interested in what your function is in the church. You are here to whatever your function is, as long as we go together. Are you with me this morning? Okay. Last one, we're finishing up. Do not be anxious about anything, but with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, hearts and your minds in Christ. Just look at this for a moment. Remember, Jesus, we are tracking him. Where is Jesus right now? See authority and peace. Where is his enemies? Some of them are still running around, right? Things that are still out of my control. Okay, you see where I'm going? But that is seated next to the Father, there's a peace for me which will surpass my understanding, that will guard me. If fearing that myself, my family are still out there, I can enter, I can be seated with him. I don't have to wait for it to be resolved. There's peace for me now. That's a promise. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand. Stand. So the last thing I want to encourage you with is more to obeying or fasting, submitting it to the leaders, whatever you have to do, learn to sit. We can go to that next. Often doing what a human can do. Sit. And this, you're my family, bring it to the Lord. Sit. And allow the people. And what do I do now? What do I do now? Report for deeds. Pray for what concerns you. And said, what do I do now? Report for duty. Your kingdom doing, where do I fit in? What is God saying to you this morning? My prayer this morning is that one light will go on for you. Just one in your heart. That maybe you'll get a prayer that gets answered this morning because something is now clear. Or that you get hope again to know, listen, what I'm going to do, I'm going to track Jesus through this situation. I'm going to offend it. Okay, if you are easily offended, go to number one. In your church, in your relationships, in your marriage, in your church, you are coming to the spa. We are called to report for duty. The moment we make that shift, the whole... And I'm very excited. I'd like to be a part of this church. Can I pray for us? Let's stand up this morning. Can we get that last one for another moment or so? Where you are standing, if you just open your heart, to just maybe lead you through a prayer. Where you are standing, don't you want to ask the Holy Spirit, Where's the most noise that hinders me from tracking Jesus and following after him? Just ask him, is there a station I can... And then I just want to report for duty again. Many of you will get delivered and strain once you move from arriving for service. Just say this morning, Jesus, I just want to report again for duty. Here I am. Ik meld an. And then let's move on. And some of us, we have been tricked by the enemy because we are constantly aware of the gifts of others. And in our hearts, by a lying spirit, the gifts in our hearts and our own gifts are being belittled. That is not the work of a spirit. That's the work. A body has been prepared for you. And he wants you to carry what you have. Peace with that. Say, Lord, I want to thank you for what you have placed in me. Now, some of you do not know what that is. You're not yet going. You will get more clarity with the graces that's on your life. But what you can. And then this last one, I actually felt we're going to, on this, going to be for you this morning. So that Jesus can take your hand and take you to a seat from the eye. And so I want you to locate areas of anxiety, areas of fear, just where you are standing. And just own you because it has taken all the space in my heart, in my mind. I'm constantly, just want to bring this worry to you. I'm making my request known to you so that your peace can guide. Just whisper that out to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm worried for that. And I just trust you. And then I want to ask you to do one thing before I give over to Pastor Craig to finish off. I want you to sit down, if you're okay. And I want you to turn to someone that came with you. If you are alone, share with me one thing, just one thing, that God is just highlighting for you this morning. Okay? God is highlighting for you this morning. And then if I pray with you for that. So I'm going to give you 5 minutes. Let's do that. Let's talk. If you are shy, just sit and look forward. An extrovert will find you. You're welcome to move around. If you see someone, you can ask them.
Yeah, good to hear the ministry going on. 1 minute. I'll give you another minute.